I occasionally like to go back to our show archives to hear stories that have moved me and many of our listeners. One of those shows was with Serge Kreisberger. As World War II began, Serge and his family struggled just to survive. Although Serge has now passed, his miraculous story of survival is one still inspirational today. And we relive it this week on The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
In 1941, German attacked Russia, including an area once part of Romania, where Serge Kreisberger and his family lived.
The Germans came into the town. They took about 200 of the most preeminent Jews, took them down to the river, shot those 200 people, and they left.
Up until this moment, his immediate family had escaped death. But now, with the Germans retaking the city for their Romanian comrades, the Kreisberger family would suffer loss.
A little bit later, we found out that my grandparents were shot. Later, neighbors of my grandparents for all their life came to town and told us that my grandfather was going to get water from a well. As he was standing there by the well, they shot him, and my grandmother heard that. She ran out, they shot her.
About a week later, those Jews who had not been drugged from their homes and shot were forced to move to another part of the city.
They took everybody in the city where we live and put us into a ghetto. You ended up with 20 people in a room, and they started taking the Jews from the ghetto, just marching them down to the railroad station, put them in cattle cars, and send them to the Ukraine to labor camps.
Of those who were shipped to work camps, only about 30 to 40% survived. More of the amazing story of surviving the Holocaust next time as we travel the countryside. In Phoenix, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.